Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's bring our guest on today. Alden Gonzalez, ESPN, joins us. Alden, man, it had been a long time until I saw you yesterday, but how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, it's not my fault that this is the latest the Dodgers and Padres have played in a season since 2000. You know? Yeah. I'm a victim of the schedule.
Yeah, you are, but you could have came down a little bit earlier and checked on us pods out here, but it's all good.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Alden, his first matchup, as you mentioned, between the two, seemed to live up to all the hype that had been preceded it, huh?
Yeah, no matter how much talk goes into the beginning of these series about how it's just another game and, you know, we play who's on the schedule, you watch these games unfold and you think it's anything but. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that, like, the intensity is there. Those first three innings were as entertaining a first three innings as I've seen in a game all season. And it was tight all the way through. I think you saw urgency with the way both managers deployed their bullpen. And look, if it weren't Dodgers-Padres, it would still be two division rivals who are separated by one game going into this series. Now, layer on top of that it is Dodgers-Padres. And, like, you can't help but have intense games. And I'm so glad that Game 1 lived up to the billing, and I can't wait to see what the next six have in store. I think it's really cool that they've kind of jumbled them together the way they have this year.
Alden Gonzalez, our guest. First of all, my apologies. I sat about three chairs down from you last night and meant to go over and introduce myself the whole game until the game was over. So I have very poor manners on my part, but thanks for coming on.
You could make up for today.
I won't be there today. They won't let me
come
back.
Oh, you have to go down there. You have to go down there.
They won't let me back after I
lost.
Now
you have to come.
No kidding. But you kind of touched on what I've been screaming for the last month, and a lot of us have, which is why haven't the Dodgers and Padres played, et cetera, et cetera. This is a baseball thing. This isn't a Dodger-Padre thing. They took away a lot of the division matchups for more interleague play. Is there any groundswell of support to change this back, or are we the only ones angry about it out here?
I haven't heard a lot of that, to be honest. I will say, though, and I think it was actually Tony who pointed this out to me yesterday. I didn't realize that they're not facing each other in September. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. But
that's absolutely correct.
I don't know about – yeah, that is surprising to me. And, I mean, Major League Baseball is well aware that this is a legitimate rivalry at this point. I mean, if last year's division series didn't emphasize that, nothing will. And to just not – it's not so much to me about the volume of the games, but it's the timing of these matchups. And I think more specifically, I would love to see these matchups play out down the stretch of the season when playoff seeding is being decided, when division winners are being decided. And for that to not happen, making a baseball schedule of 162 games for 30 teams sounds impossible to me. So I wouldn't be able to do it. But if I were doing it, I would make sure that Dodgers-Padres are matchups that are playing out in the second half of September. I'm also kind of surprised, too, that none of these three games here are being aired on national television.
Yeah.
I know those are decisions from other corporations, but, like, come on. Like, these games, I think, should be going on at 5 o'clock Pacific time, at least, so that, you know, the rest of the country can watch this. I mean, half the country couldn't watch last night's incredible baseball game, 10 innings that it was like a 3-hour game. It went by so fast because it was so action-packed. And for half the country to miss out on that, I don't think that's good for the game.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Hopefully it's just a one-off in terms of not having the matchups in September, because hopefully this is not something consistent. Alden Gonzalez joins us, ESPN. Alden, I don't know, are you in the building yet? Are you here yet?
Yes, sir.
So I know you saw then what was probably going to be the Major League Baseball story of the day, which is that Shohei Ohtani threw another simulated game. He had some ups and downs, and I know you haven't got down there a chance to kind of see how he felt. But, I mean, in terms of what you're hearing around Ohtani's return coming on the mound, how much are the Dodgers really relying on it at this point, considering that they don't have a ton of healthy starting pitchers?
You know, they're actually not relying on it, which I think is interesting in and of itself, because you're right. Like, they are so injured throughout their rotation once again this year. Roky Sasaki, Tyler Glass now, Blake Snell, Tony Gonsolin most recently. It seems like every 4 or 5 days they're having to stage these bullpen games. And I think that it would be very easy to just sort of try to rush Shohei Ohtani through this pitching progression. But they are adamant that they can't do that. They believe that, first of all, he needs to build the proper endurance to be able to take on a two-way role again. They want to maximize the strength in his right arm, particularly around his surgically repaired right elbow. There's also the factor of he's so important to their offense that they can't afford anything to go wrong on the pitching progression side, because they don't want to lose him in their lineup. So that's another factor of this, too. And I think, too, I spoke with Andrew Friedman, their president of baseball operations, about this recently. You know, they, in their mind, they want to set him up to be a two-way player, to be a member of their rotation for years thereafter. So they want to keep him fresh for October, but also they want him to be a member of their rotation in 2026, 27, 28, 29. And they believe that the best way to do that is to be as methodical as they can on the pitching progression side, especially because, if you remember, like, he had a torn labrum in his left shoulder. That delayed things even further, especially with his off-season program. So I'm sure it's very tempting to rush him because they are so hurt right now, but they're trying to keep the long-term in mind.
Alden Gonzalez, ESPN, so good, great writer, and really, really good on the air. Nice of him to join us, as always, here. Talking some Dodgers-Padres. Alden, I think it depends what day it is. We're talking to the fans here, and they really either love this team and believe in this team and think with Manny, you know, and Fernando probably getting back to it. He's in a slump right now, as is Merrill. But the Padres have enough. They have what it takes. They're going to get healthier, and they're going to make a great run at it. And then there's some days where they go, well, how are we ever going to do this with Bogarts and Cronenworth all struggling and Arise only hitting singles? What is your take, just from a general, you know, look at the Padres and what you see for them in the next few months?
I think good teams find ways to win games when they're not at their best. The Dodgers have done that for years, particularly during the regular season. Padres, as a team that is able to do that right now. As you mentioned, Tatis, Arias, Bogarts, Merrill, those guys are not at their best right now. It seems like Manny Machado's been, you guys know better than me, but it seems like Manny Machado's been carrying them for a month.
Yeah.
But they're winning games, and they're pitching well, and they're coming up with timely hits. And yes, they're winning a bunch of one-run games, and you know, that stuff tends to revert back the other way sometimes. But I think they're showing the functions of a good team, a team that just finds ways to win. And no matter how shorthanded they might be, and after losing last night, they are 2 games out of the Dodgers for first place in the National League West. I think if you're a Padres fan, you got to feel really good about where they're at. Because, I mean, Tatis is going to get going again. I promise you that. Bogaerts and Arias and definitely Jackson Merrill will too. They're going to be better than they are right now. It doesn't mean that they don't have holes that they got to shore up. They got to shore up the bottom third of their lineup in drastic ways. And depending on how it goes with Yu Darvish and Michael King, they're probably going to have to look for starting pitching at the deadline too. But they are a better team than they've shown over these last few weeks. And even in the midst of that, they are accumulating wins. And I think that's a really good sign.
Alden Gonzalez joins us here, ESPN. And Alden, we've moved into the month of June, which usually starts to be the time where teams are deploying major league scouts around the United States to see about this trade deadline that will happen at the end of July. You mentioned some of the holes the Padres have. I mean, how is it too early to tell how robust of a market it will be in terms of the type of players that will be available? I know some of the names that come to mind immediately are like Sandy Alcantara. He's the big pitching piece that comes to mind. I can't think of a position player that I think could be on the move. But what's your take in terms of, you know, what that market will look like?
Yeah, look, the big pitching name is Sandy Alcantara. I think the big position player name is Luis Robert Jr. Both of those players are really struggling. And those are players who are going to move, or who, I should say, their teams would love to move. But they're not having good seasons. And because they're not having good seasons, they might hold on to them. And, you know, to answer the initial part of your question, Tony, I think it is too early, not because of the calendar, but because, I mean, these extra playoff spots have just continually muddled the picture.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the trade market is going to be dependent on teams that we thought were going to be competitive not being competitive. Because right now, the teams who for sure are going to sell are the teams who don't really have the pieces that you're looking for if you're trying to win. So if the Diamondbacks fall out of it, they are a fascinating team to watch at the deadline. Braves, same thing. I know the Blue Jays are playing a lot better, and they might fall out of it, but the Blue Jays have some intriguing pieces if they fall out of the race to trade. And I could go down the list. I mean, to me, those are the ones, the Braves and Diamondbacks are the two teams that jump out that can really shape the trade deadline picture. I think another team is the Rangers. If their offense continues to underwhelm, I will caveat that by saying, though, Chris Young, the president of baseball operations for the Rangers, Alex Anthopoulos, same role with the Braves. It's just not in their respective natures to punt on seasons. But, you know, at some point, if they keep losing games, you got to take a real hard look at yourself and maybe capitalize on a trade market that is really very much a seller's market. So that's what I'm watching right now. The teams that we thought were going to be competitive falling out. If that happens, I think there's going to be a lot of options. If not, teams are going to be scrounging for the barrel, basically.
Alden Gonzalez, I've got another minute or two, and I want to steal you for as much time as we can. To me, the most historical thing that's happening in baseball is actually happening in Denver because the Rockies are, you know, doing things that are never seen before by any of us. Is baseball involved at all? I mean, can baseball step? Can they do anything about the ownership, about this team, this organization? Or does baseball not really care that one of its teams is that embarrassing?
I mean, it would have to take really drastic measures for, think of a bankruptcy situation like Frank McCourt with the Dodgers, for Major League Baseball to get involved. Remember that Dick Mumford is a very important part of Rob Manfred's ownership committee. So I doubt that that's going to happen. Outside of that, there's really nothing that they can do. It's tragic what's going on in Colorado. I've spoken to players who have played with the Rockies this season. We did a piece just to kind of commemorate the 30th anniversary of Coors Field opening. And, you know, almost everybody I spoke to said that, like, they love playing there in terms of the atmosphere, how into it the fans are. Like, it's just, in a vacuum, it's a great place to play. And it's just a shame that nobody's been able to really capitalize on that. Look, and Tony, you could speak to this better than I can, but like playing in mile high altitude is really difficult. Coming off mile high altitude to play road games is really difficult. It's a major adjustment for hitters, pitchers. And I think what that organization demands is innovative thinking, right? Like, people who are on the cutting edge, who can look at things differently, very creative, smart minds that could attack a problem in a different way. And the Rockies have done the opposite. They're the most insular organization in baseball. All they do is promote from within. They don't work. They don't look from the I've spoken to a handful of GMs, former GMs, current GMs, who have told me, and this might surprise you guys, but that they would love to take on that job. They would love to take on that job and see what they can do with it.
Yeah.
Because it's just ripe for innovation. And the fact that they haven't tapped into that really boggles my mind. And that's why they are where they're at.
Interesting.
Haldon, as always, man, solid. We appreciate your time, man. I'll catch you at the stadium a little later.
Thanks, Haldon.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Haldon Gonzalez, as always, on point. Love having him on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.